When kids are young, they can be very curious about their sexual organs and may ask some difficult questions. They might even begin to explore their bodies in an effort to discover more about their sexuality. On the next Family Matters, we'll be discussing the differences between childish curiosity and inappropriate sexual interest. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our question today comes from a concerned mom who asks, as a parent, how can I tell when a child's normal curiosity about sex has crossed over into something inappropriate or unhealthy? My kids are at an age where they're starting to ask questions. That's fine in and of itself, but they've also been showing other signs of interest. For example, I walked in on them playing doctor the other day, and it was a pretty awkward experience for all of us. Since you didn't specify your children's ages, it might be a good idea to begin by providing an overview of the stages by which a child's interest in sexuality grows. Keep in mind that what's considered age-appropriate is likely to change as our culture becomes increasingly sexualized. During the period between 3 and 6 years old, a child displays curiosity about sexual organs, his parents and his own, and how babies are born. He's also likely to start exploring his own genitals. Between the ages of 6 and 10, increased curiosity may lead to playing doctor, sexual exploration with peers, and frank questions about sexual information gathered from conversations with peers. Interest in sexuality is usually casual and passing among kids of this age. It's generally based on pure curiosity rather than physiological drive. Genital self-stimulation can occur and even become repetitive. With the onset of puberty between 10 and 14 years, a child's own sense of sexuality is forming along with an interest in the opposite sex. Much attention is given to anticipating and examining the physical changes that take place during this phase of development. From 14 to 18, relationships in general, and in particular with the opposite sex, begin to intensify. Teens often experience a great deal of insecurity in connection with their sexual identity. This can be worsened by heavy peer influence. Assuming your children are still relatively young, possibly in the 6 to 10 age range, we'd recommend you use some criteria that I'll give you to help tell the difference between normal curiosity and inappropriate sexual interest. Normal curious behaviors are marked by a desire to investigate and learn. So, for example, kids want to learn what they don't know. Their interest in the topic is non-sexual in intent. Exploration includes no physiological arousal, at least not intentionally. Children are satisfied with the information and awareness they gain. Participants in discussion or exploration are mutually innocent, and the impact of the episode is neutral. Inappropriate sexual behaviors are those that are not suitable, fitting, or compatible with the child's age and stage of development. So, for example, children know something sexually, whether accurately or not, and attempt to act it out. Children sexually act out something that's been previously experienced, whether physically, visually, or as the result of a stress or trauma. There is a lack of innocence on the part of at least one of the participants. The experience is self-gratifying for at least one of the participants. This gratification arises out of sexual arousal or a feeling of gaining power or control over the other person. The episode is cloaked in secrecy and lies, or one participant is manipulative, the other feels manipulated. It's important to add that family system dynamics can have a big effect on the way a child's interest in sexual matters plays out over time. It's not hard to see why. A healthy family talks about sexuality in age-appropriate ways at age-appropriate times. This enables children to discover sex and human anatomy through innocent exploration. But in an unhealthy family system, especially in a family where sex is regarded as bad or shameful, well-intentioned questions tend to get suppressed. This can drive kids to become involved in inappropriate sexual behavior in an attempt to gain information on their own. If you'd like to discuss this at greater length, don't hesitate to get in touch with Focus on the Family's counseling department, where our trained counselors would be more than happy to help. You can call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.